What's going on? My name is Will, and I have the honor and the privilege as serving as one of the leaders here at Transformation Church. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are watching from. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has such an incredible word for you today. So let's jump into this amazing message.
This is week 4 of a series that we're in called Living in the Overflow. Can you say it with me? Living in the Overflow. Just one more time with faith, like you're actually gonna live in it. Living in the Overflow. God has specifically told this house that this is the prophetic word for us in this season. As God is bringing us into another level, we need to declare that I'm living in the overflow. So what does God provide in his overflow? Everything that we need. You need love, you need peace, you need joy, you need understanding, you need wisdom, you need clarity. When you get next to God, when you get closer to God, certain things just come with that. Have you ever met anybody who just has a smell? Not a bad one, okay, because some of y'all just went to a bad smell. Yeah, Tyrone stink. Not that, but like has a good smell. Like they put on the right amount of cologne and shea butter and aftershave. And when you go into their presence, you connect with them, but when you leave, you still smell them. There's a fragrance of being around them. I found that when you are in God's presence, there is an aroma that stays on you that lasts past my 15 minutes of worship. There is an aroma that stays on you that lasts past my Bible reading. And the problem is a lot of us are saying we spend time with God, but we don't smell like it. There are certain people that when you get around them, literally, some of my team says, oh, Pastor Mike is here. They can smell me. Now, a good smell, just to be clear, not funk, sweet aroma. My question is, does the time you spend with God last past the time you spend with God? If it doesn't last past the time you, and somebody's like, time with God? No, I thought God is just, no. This is why I'm saying the overflow is found when you are with God and he, through his word, through worship, through actually prayer, he allows what he gives you in those areas to actually overflow to when you at work. It's gonna be evident that you was with God. Cause stuff you wouldn't know to do in your normal, stuff that could not happen. You're like, where did that come from? And it was like the Holy Spirit just brought up out of me. I didn't even know that was a thing. This is where we are going to live, in the overflow. And what does that mean for me and you? I do not have to worry about having everything, because if I'm connected to him, when I need it, it comes up out of me. So many people right now are so worried about not having enough when it comes time to do whatever they're called to do. This is why we go to pain medicine, and this is why we go to addictive behavior, and this is why we go to numb out television. It's because the pressure of everything that we have, to be a mother, to be a father, to be a business owner, to be a student, that pressure weighs on us, and so we try to do everything on the inside of us to make it happen. And God says, just stay connected to me. You have an unlimited source of resource whenever you need it, as long as you connect it. And so this series is to teach you how to live in the overflow. Somebody say with faith, I'm living in the overflow. Y'all didn't say it with faith. Somebody say, I'm living in the overflow. So last week we talked about order preceding overflow. And that message kind of was a message, when I watched it back, I was like, Pastor Mike, chill. Like I watched it back, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You came in for everything. I need to get my whole life in order. but what I found out is when God asks us to get our life in order, he gives us some actual principles in his word that help us know where to start. This journey with Jesus, listen to me, is about progression, not perfection. And so in this, I want to help you. This is kind of like week two of order, but I'm going to take a different spin on it because I need to help people. Because I was reading some of the comments and I was talking to some people and they was like, Pastor Mike, I just feel overwhelmed now. I'm like, get in order. I need to lose weight. I need to stop cussing at my kids. I need to pay rent this month. Order, God. I'm actually at this current moment when you say get it in order. I went to Grubhub. I ordered food because that's what emotionally made me feel better. And I have a dozen Krispy Kremes waiting for me at the house. Because when I start thinking about order, I get overwhelmed. Okay. Am I in the right church this morning? Does anybody have some things you know you need to get in order, but when you start to think about it, you get overwhelmed? Hands, right now. Some of y'all have whole rooms in your house. Drawers, the junk drawer. Y'all know the junk drawer is just, throw it in the junk drawer. I mean, it's because at the moment you think about it, you become overwhelmed. And when you become overwhelmed, you miss out on the things that are potentially needed in a different season, but you can't find them because everything is out of order. So I begin to think about how do I help my church and all of the people watching start to take a step towards order? Like, all I want you to do in this series is take a step. Every Sunday, y'all know that's what this is, right? This is not a sprint to your transformed self. All we're trying to do every week is step. That's it. I'm progressing in my faith. So when I found this scripture, it blessed me the way I hope it blesses you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul is talking to us, and he even calls us his brothers and sisters. Watch this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, I've heard that scripture all my life. It's like, okay, cool. Like, think about the things that is good, lovely, good report, pure. And the Holy Spirit brought me back to this, and he said, Michael, thinking like that is not an option. It's an order. I said, hold on, what? He said, read it again. He said, I inspired Paul to tell you how to actually bring yourself into order. It doesn't happen in your hands first. Order happens in your head first. He said there are people trying to make actions on things they have not allowed to get in order in their head. And that's why the steps always get jacked up, because you weren't clear that there was something God wanted you to think about before getting everything together. He said, this idea of fixing your thoughts on the good things is not optional. It's an order. So I said, Pastor, I said, God, what am I supposed to do? He said, be their pastor and tell them that they need to be more optimistic. And I say, what? He said, optimism is not an option. It's an order. Write that down as the title of my message today. Optimism is not an option. It's an order. Now, some of y'all is like, optimism, is that, does that have something to do with optometry? Is where? So let me give you the definition of optimism. Hopeful and confident about the future or successful outcome of something. I need to be more optimistic optimistic about what God's gonna do in this situation. I gotta think something different than the worst every time I'm presented with a challenge. I have to look in the face of adversity and find the thing that God's doing in the midst of that situation. Optimism is not an option. It's an or. He said, think on these things. If you think about all of the areas in the Bible where God is trying to transform somebody, do you know where he targets? Their thought life. He's not trying to change you by just a good environment. He says a good environment can potentially affect your thoughts, but it does not change until your thoughts get different. And he told me to tell you that he can't do what he wants to do in your life, because even if he came in person and told you that this is what I want to do, your thoughts would kill it. Your thoughts are the assassination to your ascension. Did you hear what I just said? Your thought life. God can say, I want you to write the book, but well, who's going to pay for it? Immediately you start going, well, I didn't graduate college. I don't know. Where do you even get something like that printed at? I don't know. You don't got one word written down. And your thoughts have now assassinated the thing that God wanted you to go towards. If we were to put your thoughts on the screen right now, no, whole LED screen, not even for the year, last week. Your thoughts on the screen from last week, because they tell us that we have about 70,000 thoughts every day. So 70 times 7, 490, I done lost, carried it to 70,000 times 7. 490,000 thoughts. Is that right? Or is that 4 million? Not, it don't matter. A lot of thoughts. Have a lot of thoughts. Let me ask you, how many of those thoughts were good? Lovely. Good report. Honorable. Well, I'm just being a realist. I just gotta tell you how it is. Being honest about how it is does not mean that it has to stay that way. But the reason why a lot of our is stays is because we fix our thoughts on how it is. You missed it. All right, I gotta go back to the Bible so y'all can see what I'm thinking and what God is thinking about you. Because when I read this scripture, when it said, and now, dear brothers and sisters, fix your thoughts. No, God fix my thoughts. Uh-uh. You fix your thoughts. No, God, that's why I came to worship you today, so that you could change my thoughts. Mm-mm. I've given you the tool of worship. I've given you the tool of my word, but I have also given you the responsibility. Your thought life is your highest priority. What if I told you that part of you living in the overflow is already thinking in the overflow? What if I told you that it is your primary job to have to tell yourself that there is a better outcome on the way? Okay. Oh, I'm fighting through. This is generational. Because I can feel it. Because somebody can be like, oh, today's going to be a good day. What's going to be so good about this day? I just woke up with joy. But so many people have been so pressed down by life that when it becomes time for them to see what God may be doing, they kill it with their thoughts. And today, I came to encourage everybody, you want to get your life in order so that you can live in the overflow? Start with optimism. Optimism is not an option. It's an order. And I need everybody to understand this is not personality based. Because, oh, she's just naturally a more cheerful person. She's just naturally, I'm just more. No.
Yeah, yeah.
However you feel, cool.
Yeah.
What you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
I feel lonely. Cool. I'm good with, because the church has been done a bad job at allowing people to feel things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I need to correct that God gave us feelings for a reason. They're an indicator on the dashboard that things are not going how I think. So I feel lonely. Amazing. What you gonna do with it? And most of us, when I feel lonely, I fix my thoughts that nobody cares about me. Fix them. They didn't invite me to that party. I can't believe it. Oh my God. They let Tremaine come up? No. Come on, think about it. Fixed thoughts.
Yeah.
And the reason you see that food in your life is not because God couldn't take your lonely feeling and change it. It's where you decided to park and fix your thoughts. Most of us, when it comes to our financial situation, the reason why you're where you're at is because you fixed your thoughts that you'll always be in debt. You can't even think longer than 5 minutes that there would be a time that you would not have to use a credit card. You trying to just pay the credit card off. Could there ever be a time in your life? I know what I'm fighting against today. I feel it. All right, cool. Hear what I'm saying to you. Has it ever been a thought in your mind? A thought. Have you fixed your thought that in the next decade, you won't be able to wear any of the clothes you wear right now?
Yeah.
No, I'm just, y'all all trying to get skinny in 1 month. Calm down. It's a step, okay? But what if your 30th birthday, you look one way? And your 40th birthday, people look at, that was you? But every time you just get your mind to go to the gym, it's like, this ain't gonna last. Don't pay no money for that. Where have you fixed your thoughts? And I don't know. I don't know where you fixed your thoughts, but when I read this, I got another level of conviction because the Holy Spirit illuminated to me, God's not gonna fix your thoughts. Write it down. God's not gonna fix my thoughts. He's gonna tell me what to think. He's gonna give me the things to actually think about and stay focused on. But I have to, watch this word, decide. Some of y'all got to decide, I'm not going to be that angry person anymore. It has become your character, your avatar, your persona. Oh, don't be like them. You get excited when people are like, don't mess with them because you know they'll go off on you. And you're like, yeah, yeah. It's almost your thing now. And you can put whatever role you need to put in there. Oh, I'm the quiet person. You don't have to be that person. But some of you have fixed your thought. You have pre-planned how you're going into spaces. And you have fixed your thoughts to play the role.
Yes.
Be who they told you to be. Stay out the way. You have fixed your thoughts. When they start, don't say nothing. When you have a question, don't raise your hand. You have fixed your thoughts on the wrong things. And today I just came to tell you that optimism, thinking something good is going to happen, hopeful is going to happen, that God can still work in the situation, it is not an option. It's a what? Order. Oh God, here we go. And I need everybody to understand, I am talking about supernatural optimism, not empty positivity. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know them people be like, oh, it's gonna be a good day. You don't even, stop. You didn't believe that. But I'm talking about supernatural optimism. Let me read what optimism means one more time, because some of y'all are just starting to slowly bring your mind to this. Hopefulness. Are you hopeful? Talk about overflow. I hope it don't rain this week. I can't control it. But I can be hopeful that it's going to be like it was yesterday in Tulsa. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I mean, you know when the sun is just right and then the breeze is just right and then feels like the birds are singing in harmony. And now some of y'all, when I just said that, he was like, well, you can't control the weather, so stop hoping for that. It don't make no sense. I looked at the app, rain, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's because you have perfected pessimism. And you think it's going to save you disappointment. And so you stop hoping because if you hope and it doesn't happen, you think God failed you. So there are people that have lost, this is the trick of the enemy. There are people who have lost the fuel for faith because they have stopped hoping. Oh, y'all didn't know? Because faith is the evidence of things. You cannot have faith without hope. I'm hoping my son MJ is able to live a fully functional life, be able to be in an apartment, have a wife. I am hoping for that. Why am I hoping for that? Because the doctor said it couldn't happen. But I can't have faith for it to happen if I don't at least hope for it. And there are other people that would be like, well, don't hope for anything. Don't get your hopes up. That is a demonic statement. When you hear anybody say, don't get your hopes up, that is a demonic statement to rob you of the fuel you need for your faith. Ah. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I'm a hope that this building is filled. I'm a hope that our neighbors love us in Bixby. Y'all don't hear me. I'm going to hope. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, hope for it. Y'all didn't even say, find one more person and say, hope for it. Hoping is free. Hoping is free, Brent. Yet most of us won't do it. Well, I don't want to be disappointed. And God said, this is the fuel. I need my church to be more optimistic. This ain't just another Sunday. When two or three are gathered, there is explosion power in the room. Can do anything in this atmosphere. Somebody needs to hope for miracles, signs, and wonders. Uh-oh, I feel goosebumps. Somebody needs to hope that a lame person gets up out of their wheelchair. Somebody needs to hope. It may not happen, but it cannot happen if I don't hope for it. Oh my God. And the truth of the matter is, I'm sitting here fighting the demon of pessimism. Do you see the glass half empty or the glass half full? We're talking about the overflow, right? If there's just a drop in it, I gotta see it as progress towards it being filled up. It's all about the perspective, and this is what the word says through Paul. Think on these things. Think on the things that are good, lovely. Good report. Okay, I'm gonna read it in the Amplified because y'all still ain't with me yet. Okay, here we go. It says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word. Uh-oh. Because it just can't be right to you. He said, the things I need you to think on is what is right and confirmed by God's. Okay, fact check it. Whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace. This is what God wants us to fix our thoughts on daily, hourly, momentary. Think on the things that are admirable and of good reputation. If there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, that one gets me every time. Anything worthy of praise? Anything. There's always something worthy of praise. Do you know how much time you spend worrying about things that you could just find the one thing in the mix that's worthy of praise? Oh my God, the parking was horrendous. Oh my God. But you know what? I got a car. It's, oh God. I just bought all these new clothes and none of them fit. But I had money to buy some clothes. Well, what point? Why? I'm not God. I ain't write the Bible. But he know us. And he know the more things that we think about that aren't of these things, that's how we end up drained, dry, frustrated. I don't know if I have purpose anymore. I don't know if God wants to use me. He said, what have you fixed your thoughts on? What is the dominating thought in your mind that is not like God? Pastor, you're really serious about this. I'm not moving off of it. Because the problem with all of us is we want us to have our faith and thought life. We want it to be implanted from God and not require us to do anything. It's almost like we want God to open it up, give us a new brain. At salvation, he don't do that. He gives us a new heart. You got a new heart with the same brain. For some of y'all, that's been the conflict and the tension for decades. Because you still remember all of those images you watched. And so now you're not going to the website, but you're looking at your brothers or your sisters in a certain way to wait, depending on how their clothes is hanging. I ain't backing up. Hear what I'm saying to you. It's not because you see them in the neck. It's because of the thoughts. And what I'm asking you is, when will you take responsibility? Nothing changes until somebody takes responsibility for the area that is actually hurting or harming you. And today, God said, get it in order. I said, God, where do we start? He says, start between the ears. He said, tell my people to get their hopes up. That's so good. That's great. That's so good. Get your hopes up. And he for everybody that's like, if I get my hopes up, what if I get up? You've never needed to hold up God's name. So if he doesn't do it and you are disappointed, he can handle that. But the Bible says that all things are working together for the good of those who are called and that love him. So if it doesn't happen, it means because something else is about to happen. Look at your neighbor and say, get your hopes up. Can you put the two pictures of our minds on the screen, those two houses for me, please? This is the same exact mind. Y'all see it? This is the same exact mind. It's just at two different seasons. It one had a tenant that made sure that the property was kept up. And the other was let go. This one obviously has had vandalism. People stole. People stopped caring. People let whatever happened happen. It's just my birthday. It's just, it's a series on stars. Like, it's talking about real life. I mean, yeah, there's some scenes in it, but I'm a grown man. Y'all see how quiet it is in here? I'm doing this for research. No. There's nothing going on between us. I'm just trying to get into the mind of somebody who would be like that. You know, I'm just trying to. Oh no, oh my God. Yeah. Booty. Clap, booty, clap, booty, clap, 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 booty, clap, clap. Hey, bro, y'all heard that new song, Booty Clap? It's crazy. And it's so crazy because the old people are like, yeah, these young people. Y'all old heads was nasty. The dog. Love rain down. We've just made it so common that it gets into our. I'm being slow and methodical with this because I need you to realize that some of you are presenting well on the outside, but your thought life. So what if, let's just imagine you invited somebody to be with you at this place. Hey, no, bro, come down. You can stay with me. No. Plenty of space. No, don't get an Airbnb. Don't get a hotel. Come stay with me. And they pull up. I mean, some of y'all would just keep driving. Like, okay, come on, let's be honest. If you pulled up to your friend's house and it looked like this, it'd be like, sir, this is the address you gave me. No. It's down at the Marriott. I think I talked. And just imagine, okay, just imagine. Nobody else has come. Imagine it's just you. And imagine this is your house. Brand new paint. Everything is good. The yard is manicured. Oh, yeah. And imagine you walking into that house and you see somebody you do not know cooking at your stove. And then imagine somebody taking down your pictures and putting up pictures of their family. No, you're just coming home and somebody is in your bathroom doing a number three. None of us would be like, oh, okay, great. Hey, y'all, what's up? There's only one of two responses. Either you back up and call the authorities, or you become the authority. Pop, 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 wait, hey! Hey! Get my spam, hey! The same way you would not let an intruder into your actual house. It's the same way that you cannot let thoughts that are not from God live, rob, rearrange, take, and misuse what is in your thought house. Y'all better hear me up in here. It is time for us to take authority over every thought that is not like God. All right. That's why 2 Corinthians 10:5 gives us authorization. It says you need to cast down every thought, every argument, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I will be alone. Nope. I've already been adopted by a king. And God has set me in a family. I am not an orphan. I may feel isolated right now, but the truth of the matter is, when I fix my thoughts on what's true, God is bringing me the right people. God is taking me out of wrong environments any day now, everything can change today. Somebody shout at me, any day now. That's how you should wake up every morning. That's supernatural optimism. I know we've been walking through this hard situation, but any day now, God could potentially, one phone call, one thing could change. But hold on. 2 Corinthians doesn't say God's going to take the thoughts captive. Shoot. I got to fix the thoughts. And I got to arrest the thoughts. Y'all, I'm sick of praying for people who the prayer actually works, but their thoughts work against it. Did y'all hear what I just said? I know God has answered some people's prayers. I know God has given people clarity. And then literally you turn, thank you, Lord, turn around. And by the time you back at the car, your thoughts. And what I'm telling you is you don't have to take it. You do not have to. Well, they just come. Hear me when I say this. An old adage says, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from making a nest there. And most of us allow the thought, I'm going to fail. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be successful. There's no way I can live a full Christian life. I got to live like the lukewarm fake Christian life. I got to like do Jesus. And then I got to, you know, do Stacy. Like y'all, if you want me to act like I don't see what's really going on, and the marriage counseling we have to go through and the people we're having to rescue their marriages, it don't be stuff like, oh, she stole my bubble gum. That ain't why people. And I told God, if you ever gave me a platform, I would be real. I need us to take authority over our thought life. How do I do that? Fix your thought. I had this idea when I was talking to my friend through the message, he said, isn't it beautiful that God gives us two things to do? He says, cast your cares, fix your thoughts. I said, well, what should we do? All I'm going to do is cast my care and I'm going to fix my thought. I'm worried. I'm going to cast that care and I'm going to fix my thought that God's come through for me every time I've needed it. Did y'all say, everybody, what are we going to do? We're going to cast our care and what? Fix. From now on, this week, when you get bad news, well, I'm sorry, you didn't get approved for the loan. Okay, I'm going to cast my care and I'm going to fix that God has something better for me. All right. So this is what we're going to do. Because the whole word for the year is fruit. And what I found out is your life becomes the fruit of your thoughts. My life today is the fruit of my thoughts. I can't tell you something that I didn't, but I believed this over 15 years ago. I have journals, I have drawings, I have t-shirts with stuff printed on them. I have the first Represent jacket, I still got it. Because there's people in here with that word on their clothes right now. I went to Forever 21 and bought a $34 jacket and went to the t-shirt printing company and told them to put it on the thing because my thought was, one day somebody's going to wear this and they're going to feel proud of the church and the movement they're a part of. Now hear me. When I hear testimonies of people being like, we couldn't get into the event, and then somebody was like, transformation. And they saw me wearing my Represent shirt, and so they knew that. And I'd be like, and God said, you're living in what you thought about. This church, do y'all know how many times I've preached on this stage before it was this stage? Before I was ever in this building? Do you know how many times I saw this place filled with African-American, Hispanic, white people, Latino? I saw all of this. It was nowhere to be found. But guess what I did? I closed my eyes and I thought about it. I fixed my thoughts. There is not one row in this church that has all anything on it. Not one. Not all black people, not all young people. Not one row in the church. When I started, it was all black people. Except Pastor Debbie, Darren, and Bishop. And they're all still sitting right there. They're all sitting together. What I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. But I fixed my... What is your business going to look like? What are you thinking about? What is your marriage going to look like? What are you thinking about? Some of y'all keep thinking about divorce. How is God going to come in and supersede your thought pattern if you will not allow him to... You keep thinking of poverty. I can't make it. I can't make it. I can't. Somebody dealing with suicide. Think about living. I know the feeling of suicide is real, but fix your thoughts on, I'm going to be 38 one day. Start making a list of things you're going to do at 40. Ah, what it does is it help you what? Fix your thoughts. I just don't want us to stop our own overflow by looking at the situation we're in and thinking that's the end. God says, you can fix your thoughts right now. You don't need anybody to pray for you. All you need to know is that you've been given authority in my word. And you can change your thought life at this moment. Do you hear what I'm saying? Be transformed. Romans 12, 2, by the renewing of your... All right, Pastor. What do you want us to do? I wanted you to know that the enemy would love to turn your mind into a trap house. Did you see those two pictures? Put the pictures back up there one second. Okay? Look, now watch this. I need everybody to see this. And this is where I'm in. This was considered prime real estate at one time. Now it's considered a trap house. It's a place that illegal substances would be trafficked in and out of. A place that mindsets, thought processes, and wild things could come from in and out of. It's a place where nobody has ownership. And the enemy would love for you to steal, claim to be living in this space with God. But you actually, your mind is a trap house. It's trapped your dreams. It's trapped your confidence. It's trapped your purpose. It's trapped your purity, your peace. You don't even want to be there. You don't even want to live there. And that's why the enemy will try to convince you. Maybe it's time for you to do something different. Today, I wanted you to know that we serve a God who is a restorer. So when he sees a thought life that looks like this, he sees this. He says, oh, that's it? The foundation is still good. So we may have to remodel some things and bring some things back. And, oh, yeah, we need to renovate. We need to renovate what's there so that the former glory could be restored. And I just hear God saying for some of us, he needs to renovate. He needs to renovate what's up here. But what you put in, what you allow in, determines if the value goes up or down. I heard this crazy thing that y'all know what a squatter is? So in a lot of these houses, people that do not have homes, they'll come in and they'll actually like start living there and doing illegal things in the house. There's a new thing that's happening, especially overseas. They're getting squatter laws. Have y'all heard about this? So basically, like, somebody else can own the property, but if they leave it vacant or unattended, somebody can come in, and if they stay there long enough, they can claim it as their own. Sound like the devil to me. I paid for it. I own it. No, I didn't take care of it the way that I need it. But because you've come in and been here so long, you can now display rightful ownership of it. Not another day in this mind. Oh, I need somebody to declare, not another day in this mind. I have the mind of Christ. Come on, somebody. I have thoughts that will glorify God and bring me into my purpose. I need somebody to hear me say that. Standing up all over this building. Just going to be a lot more pointed in how I share these messages because some of you need to fix your thoughts. Hear me. Before everybody starts moving and leaving, if you're watching all over the world, I'm asking you not to take this as a sermon that you got a good point out of. Today, I'm asking you to go apply what God just spoke to you. You're going to have a reason today to get frustrated at something. Will you find the good in it? What's lovely? Of good report? My kids didn't call me today. I know. Mom, there's a lot of repair that has to go on in that situation. But maybe you can thank God that that child is even here because maybe there was a season that you said, God, if you let me have this kid, I'll give him back to you. They couldn't even be here right now. And now you're getting frustrated and angry about this moment. You know what, God, I just thank you for allowing me. No, that doesn't change how you feel. I want to acknowledge that that sucks. But the truth of the matter is, there is something lovely, good, wholesome, pure. Started to think in the Bible where people had very troubled thoughts. And what happened? What did they do? Well, I thought about King Saul. He was so troubled in his thoughts that he called for David to begin to play worship music, because worship music is something that actually calms troubled thoughts. This Friday, we release Overflow, the album. And I begin to think of what was my prayer for this? Is that when these songs begin to play, when people begin to hear Overflow, and when they begin to hear Nothing is Impossible for My God, and they begin to hear I Will and Evidence, that the troubled thoughts would have to bow to the authority of Jesus Christ. And today, I just thought, what better way to end this if you're in this room and you've been having troubled thoughts? There's been turbulence between the ears. I wanted to invite the worship team up and I wanted to sing over you. Now, I know this is something like sing over us. The Bible says that God sings over his children. And today, I'm going to just ask you for a step of faith. If there has been a lot of things, and I know it could be all of us. But remember I told y'all like taking steps? Yeah, y'all, come on. Yeah, I told y'all this is a family church where I'm going to follow whatever God's saying. If you're watching online and there's something, maybe you just need to stand up and lift your hands. If you're in this building, I'm asking you, count of three, if you've been having so many troubled thoughts and you want to be able to think on what's good and what's pure and all that stuff, I want you to come from all over this building. I want you to come to the altar. Yeah, excuse me. It don't matter about them being in your way. Get to this altar. And we're going to worship for just a moment. I know service is almost over. We got to get our moms to the thing. But what better gift that you could give and you could have as a mother today is that God would calm the storms in your mind. Come on, you can come closer. I don't care where you are. This is just for those who have hope that something else is going to get better. And for all of us, yeah, they're coming. Don't worry. God, I feel you. I feel your presence tonight. I feel your presence. Tonight is going to be the first time some of y'all sleep. Tonight is going to be the first time some of these troubled thoughts. Come on, y'all got, there's got to make room. Y'all come on up. Come on up. And I know this is the time some people are like, people moving, I'm going to leave. Do not miss the moment that changes everything for you. He's broken every chain. He's called you by his name. And I'll never be the same, 'cause you are Lord. Sing this over them. Say, you've broken every chain of depression, every chain of low self-esteem. Come on, right now, I dare everybody just to lift your hands and receive from God. Sing over them, say, you broke. Come on, keep coming. Even if you're in the aisles, it don't matter. This is a step of faith tonight. If you're at home, just stand up, kneel, do whatever, but make a step. Yeah. God is coming to redeem thoughts. You will live and not die. Yeah. You will see the goodness of God. God is not finished with you. Come on, lift that up. I'm believing God's breaking chains right now. Things been with you since you were a child. Hope is coming to God's people. Today, God, we will never be the same. Hey, we give you everything, Father God. We are surrendered to you, God. Just one more time, something is happening. Come on, worship God. Said you broke. Woo! You called. I have identity. I'm yours, God. Yeah. I feel you, Holy Spirit. You broke. Yes, God. Lifted up at the altar. Father, I thank you that worship is about to be our weapon like never before. Father, I thank you that every battlefield of the mind, everything that we've been allowing in, today, Father God, we are walking in the authority that you have given us. And today, Father, we take captive every thought that would rise itself up against the knowledge of God. Today, I pray for every person struggling with identity. I thank you that today there is a brand new confidence in who you've created us to be, Father God. I pray for every person that is struggling with low self-esteem. Today, Father, I thank you that our security is in you, God, and you are lifting us up to another level of purpose. I pray, Father God, for every person who has been struggling, Father God, with living. I thank you that with long life, you will satisfy us, Father God. That every lie of the enemy no longer has residence in our house, Father God. I thank you that purity would rise up on the inside of your people. Come on, y'all. I need you to believe with me. I thank you, Father God, that people would be able to walk, Father God, in wisdom, knowing that they will not be in this situation always, that you are moving us. For everybody that is dealing with addiction, in the name of Jesus, whether it's from addiction to social media or addiction to substances, Father, I thank you that the only thing that we will be connected to in a way that we can't get rid of is you. I thank you that nothing has control over us, Father God. We are no longer a slave to sin, to fear, to pain. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every marriage, every relationship, everything that you have called us to, Father God, will be how you've intended it to be. Father, I thank you that you are the great restorer. Woo! You are the great restorer. What the enemy thought that he had, you are the one that can rehab, redo, renew. And today we honor you. Father, I pray for those who are dealing with serial loss. Loss after loss after loss. Today, Father God, I thank you that they would hope again. For every person, Father, that is in the aisle and coming down the stairs, God, they made a step of faith today. God, I declare that we are moving to another level of being hopeful. Let our hope overflow. Father, let people be like, why are you so excited? Because I believe something can happen. I am walking in another level of supernatural optimism. I will not be drugged down by the what ifs. I will not be taken down by the it shouldn't happen. I will put my faith solely on the God who has parted Red Seas, on the God who has allowed shepherd boys to bring down giants. My faith is in a God who speaks to mountains and they move. My faith is in a God who can do anything. So today, as we join as a church, we declare that we will walk in optimism because you are moving. You are working. And we will let worship be our weapon. Hear me when I say this. Everybody listen to me. I dare you for the next 14 days to let nothing that you have control over come into your life. I even especially hear musically. Don't let it come in unless it's of good report. That it's uplifting. That it's bringing you something out. I'm telling you, and I want you to measure how you feel after it. If sonics and sound could literally get a king to stop being tormented in his thought life, what could it do for you? And I think the mixture, hear me when I say this, I'm just feeling what the Holy Spirit is saying. I think the mixture of going in and out of presences, you'll be in God's presence, and then you'll be in presence of unfamiliar spirits. It's the mixture. It's not lessening God's power. It's just making it less potent in your life. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? And I know, well, it's the TikTok dance, or it's this, this, or it's where I work. Okay. Anywhere that you have control. You have control of what you put on in the car. You have control of the atmosphere that's in your house. You have control of putting on your AirPods, huh? It can be going on out here, but I got a little thing in here and it's saying, Yahweh, Yahweh. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Like, we're going to be a people that take control of our thought life. God's given you everything you need to do it. Today we have to decide. God, we thank you. Woo! Our thought life is changing. Ray, it's changing. God didn't lie to you. He didn't play you. He's not toying with you. This next season of your life, it happens here first. How you talk to those kids, what you do, it happens here first. And you're saying, God, I've been doing that. He said, there's another level. There's another level. He said, you're going to see what he showed you. I feel this everywhere. You're going to see what he showed you. But the enemy's been coming after your thoughts. Or maybe I should just, and maybe I should just, and the devil, he's not gonna turn your mansion into a trap house. He's not gonna turn, because there are so many people that you're gonna unlock as God continues to do this. Would y'all stretch your hand? We're a family church. Would y'all stretch your hand right here to my man in the green hat? Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that as he just felt all the support and the energy in the room come his way. I thank you, Father God, that spiritually and emotionally and even physically, you're about to send people and send resources and send. Father, you have carved this young man out, Father, to be a change agent in the world. And Father, the enemy would love for what you've shown him to be defeated in his mind, but not today. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Ray, that you have the mind of Christ, that the ideas and the thoughts that God has given you will not be stolen by
by the lies of the enemy. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we declare, Father God, that you will be glorified in him and Ryan's life. Because you've broken every chain. Hey. And I'll never
be the same.
Because you are Lord. Just say, you've broken
every chain. You've called me
the
by my name. I'll never be the same. You are Lord.
All right. So there are mothers in here that desire to have children. And I was going to leave this alone because it feels cliche because of Mother's Day. But I was praying for you guys. There are people that... let me be more specific. There are people who are in the place to be married, that are married, that are trying to have children right now. And it has been a struggle. And more than the physical struggle, it's been a struggle in your thoughts. And today, God has instructed me to just tell you to be hopeful. Be hopeful. Trying to be obedient. Be hopeful. There is another level of hope that is coming to every person. I just keep seeing huge in my head. It's gonna happen. Like, and I don't know, Osby, I don't know what that means. I know what it means for me. I don't know what it means for you. But somebody say, it's gonna happen. People will call it emotionalism. People, that's where your faith is. Get your hopes up. Start preparing some space. Start clearing some things out. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Sing that role. It's gonna happen. Yeah. Everything that God promised you, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
In the right timing, with the right people, at the right space, it's gonna happen.
God is not lying to you. Declare, say,
it's gonna happen. Don't you worry, don't you?
Yeah, don't worry, because why?
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, he's restoring the family. He's renewing your heart. Somebody say,
it's gonna happen.
I will not be drugged down by negative thoughts. I will think on good things.
It's gonna happen.
Hey.
He will do just what he said. It's gonna happen.
Hey. Right there, and get your hopes up, because God came to tell you
it's gonna happen.
Hey, hey,
he will do just what he said. It's gonna happen.
Come on, just lift this up real quick. I have faith to believe. Say,
I have faith to believe.
You have.
You have all that I need.
Miracle signs and wonders.
I have
Some of y'all, it took an hour and a half. Your hope's starting to come back right now. Come on, some of y'all, look at it. You're starting to smile. You're about to say, you know what? Any day now, any day now, my marriage could turn around.
Yeah, yeah.
Any day now, I could actually walk in hope and peace. And yeah. Just everybody, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Woo! Some of y'all, when y'all least expect it, you gonna say,
it's gonna happen.
Woo!
It's gonna happen.
All right. If you're in this room, I know you gotta get your moms and go say, okay. Something's shifting in your mind right now. You're gonna see, the old thoughts gonna come back, but they can't stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a difference between somebody showing up at your door and then you giving them a room. Y'all know when people show up at your door and you stand a certain way to let them know they can't come in? I'm letting you know. Or what do? You step outside the house. What would you like to talk to me if? I need you to know, you can't get in here. And there's some thoughts that you gotta say, I need you to know, you can't get in here. Hey, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
All right, we gotta go. If you've never accepted Jesus, the clearest way to get your thought process together is to put the one who actually has already conquered everything. The Bible says it like this: in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, because not I've overcome the trouble. He said, that's too low for me. I've overcome the trouble and I've overcome the whole world. So there's nothing you will experience in this life that I haven't overcome. If you need to accept Jesus, the one who's overcome the whole world, if you're in the room or watching online, on the count of three, I just want you to lift your hands. And today, this is what some of y'all mamas been praying for, is your actual salvation. And after this moment, you can text her, you can call her, and you can say, it just happened.
It just happened.
Okay, y'all got me. I'm telling you, this is how God works. If that's you, your names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your pain will be turned around and used for purpose. And God will restore. Somebody say, he's a restorer. If that's you, on the count of three, online, in the room, just lift your hands bold and proud. One, you're making the greatest decision. I see you, my man. Two, your name is going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, all over the building, I see you. I see you. I see you. Couples making the decision. I see you, my brother. I see you. But more than I see you, God sees you, my bro. God sees you. And listen, we're a family, so nobody prays alone. Would you lift your hands all over the world and just say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I need order in my life. And I turn to you. I believe you live, you died, and you rose again with all power. So today, I declare my life is changed. Use me, renew me, restore me. I'm yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we turn up all over this building? It just happened.
It just happened.
Oh God, we honor you. All right. If you did that, I want you to text SAVE to 828282, or you can hit the QR code on the screen. Y'all, next week, we turn it up, okay? I'm letting you know right now, next week is an all worship Sunday, okay? The album comes out on Friday. Matter of fact, scoot it back. Wednesday, we're gonna be here for the dig, and then we're shooting a music video at 8 o'clock, and then we actually gonna be here on Sunday. We're gonna worship all Sunday. All these new songs that are coming out, the album comes up out on Friday. You're gonna be up at midnight with me on Thursday, and then we're just gonna celebrate all God's doing. If you need prayer, Stay around for a second. There's prayer at the back. There'll be prayer up here. But I believe God's going to do something in this place. Before you leave, moms, we love you. Happy Mother's Day. If you want to, you can go out there and get the shirts and pre-order and all the other things. You know what to do, but it's gonna happen, yeah. I feel the presence of God in this place. It's gonna happen, say.
It's gonna happen.
I love y'all. God is not done. This is gonna be the best week of our thoughts being focused on Him. Until next week, y'all go out and live a transformed life. I love you. Say, I have faith.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282, or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available. Now, go out and live a transformed life.